Live in studio with the Womack Sisters. They're gonna give us a dope performance. Y'all not even ready for this. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Ooh. Me and my friends at a table doing shots, drinking fast, and then we talk slow. Mama's out of a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance now. Put my hand stop to find a man on the jukebox, and then we'll start to dance. Boy, you know I want your love. Your love is handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I might be crazy, don't mind me. Boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead.
Hey, welcome to Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat. It's your boy, DJ Jesse Janity, here in studio. Unfortunately, my queen to be, she couldn't be here today. But we got Mr. Carter at the table.
You already know that.
Hey, Salon. Welcome to the table. And I'm super excited, you guys, because Queen's the one that set this up. She got these girls, and she was like, I gotta get these girls on your show, Jesse. I gotta get these girls, the Womaxes, the Womaxes. I was like, okay, well, can I hear something? She sent me this video, y'all. I done lost my entire mind on a... Let's not even get ahead of it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Womack Sisters.
Hi.
Hello.
Ladies, all the darlings out there.
Thank you for having me.
I'm obsessed with you guys. Please introduce yourselves.
Well, I'm Zamani.
I'm BG.
And I'm Kucha.
Hey.
And we're the Womack Sisters.
Good, girl, you better not. I'm getting involved in support nation.
I didn't know it.
I just have to say, I mean, just how breathtaking and fresh it is to have voices like you, visionaries like you, people who actually care to put work into a project and deliver this type of content. And you're going to see everything that I'm saying because... I just can't. I've been I've just been so hyped to get you guys in here since I saw you.
Thank you, guys. So everything.
So please tell me, how did you guys form? Because you guys were known as a different group, Egyptian
Queen.
Yes. Yes.
Spelt very interestingly.
Yes. Yes.
Our father was a very, very creative man. He has a world of work behind him. If you look him up, his name is Cecil Womack, but he went and did a journey back to Africa. You know how you do the, you trace your DNA and everything like that?
Yeah.
So he adopted African names, and he was so proud of finding this new heritage that he was like, I'm going to name y'all Egyptian Queen, and y'all going to take over the world one day. So he was serious, and he started referring to us as a group when we were really young, and he would have us sing The Temptations and Motown and stuff like that.
Yeah, he always threw harmonies at us.
Right, but he
up.
Always called us Egyptian Queen because he was like, you hold yourself with some pride. And
now, is music something you guys always wanted to do, or was it kind of like,
music,
all right, daddy?
No, music is something we wanted
to
do.
Yeah, we wanted to do it. They never pushed us.
Day one.
Okay.
They never pushed us. They said, you just sit back, and, we were in the studio from day one. We were always tutored, we never went to public school or anything like that. So our school was going on their tours.
Music.
Being backstage.
Yeah.
They
were, we were there for every step.
Yeah, if you look at all their record covers, our mother and father were a duo named Womack and Womack, and they have a lot of great music.
Just a couple hits.
They work with some really good musicians.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and they taught us everything that we know right now, along with a few other folks in our family.
Were they ever nervous about you guys getting into the music world
or
being overprotective, Papa Bear?
Yes, definitely.
They gave us a stack of books about contracts and how not to sign one. So that's probably the reason why we've been so do-it-yourself nowadays. Because, this is the time.
That's good, yeah. It's the time
it's
for
it. It's the time for it.
Right?
Time.
Yeah. Having a voice, being an individual. And a lot of the times when you jump on with a major or something, you lose all that personality and all that personalness.
We wouldn't be who we are.
Yeah.
For you guys, though, to make the... Because I listen to the music. And the difference between Egyptian Queen and then the Womack Sisters.
Yeah.
When did that conscious kind of you know what? this ain't us right now. Like, this is what we're feeling. Because I see it. Like, when I see this, the visual put together, like, I get it. The project. And then even just, I mean, I'm just going to keep on just bigging y'all up. Like, the videos on YouTube, like, I appreciate, it's so simple. It ain't like you're doing anything crazy different. Mm-hmm. But just to, you know what I mean? If you are sitting in your room and you're shooting it, just doing the black and white and bringing it back to that time.
Yeah, it's having nostalgic. A good time with it.
When did that conscious shift for you guys as a group happen?
Wow. Well, I'm going to answer my outlook on it, and I'm sure it's pretty similar for the ladies, is when our father passed away.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
There was no homage paid to him in all that he's done in music. And same thing with our Uncle Bob passing away. There wasn't a proper goodbye, I should say, from the industry. And the fact that this family has given so much to music and totally changed the scope of how people are able to bring their families to award shows. Artists are able to be pregnant on the front of their covers now because of what our mother and our father did, breaking that boundary between people saying, oh, no, leave your family at home. We don't want to see that. They broke those barriers. Mm. So for us to see that they weren't, this family has not really been acknowledged like that, we wear that as a badge of honor, and we want to continue on. As people can look around and say, Womack, I know what that means. Mm. That means a dedicated, soulful singer that's about to give you some music that's going to stick with you for a lifetime.
Hallelujah.
And that's why we decided to name ourselves the Womack Sister, because when it comes to Womack, one family holds down that name.
Wait, and was there a point before that you guys were kind of like, no, Daddy, we're going to do it on our own. Like, we didn't want to, like, maybe not use the name, but kind of like, we're going to step out on our own.
Like, was there a rebellious point?
There was a little point in there where I would say we were kind of like, we were trying to find our identity.
Because they put a lot on us with the changes they made in their life, you know. I think the time they came up in, you know, the 60s, 50s, all the way up until the 70s was really you know, and it still is a little tough.
It's a hard place for an artist.
Being African American and an entertainer. So I think that through the journey of going back to Africa and trying to find themselves, you know, they changed all of our first names. They really did.
They changed
strive
their name.
To really? Make mm-hmm. that, you know, to make that self worth known. You know, and for us, we just really wanted to not rebel against what they were doing, because it was beautiful, the fact that they wanted to give us, you know, that knowledge of who we are and where we come from, but to just say that, you know, we know that our father, he's looking down on us right now, and he wants us to make the family just known in this music business today and to continue the legacy on. So we don't feel like we're really rebelling against them, but, you know, I think every child, you, with following your heart, you may piss your parents off, because, you know, everybody lives their life differently. Whether it's a boyfriend or a job, you're not going to please everybody. Right. But when you stay true to yourself, that's when you really got it, you know?
I will say, musically, we've kind of been searching for something that is us, that kind of holds that soulful, that you can kind of like that Womack sound that you can remember, but also because we're young.
Y'all found that.
Thank you, darling.
I see the evolution. Like, I can just see where this is going to go.
Yeah, no,
we
sat down. We did a lot of soul searching. We really stopped doing music for a minute, actually.
We
had to really find, like, what is this? Why do we want to do this?
And do you guys stop listening to other artists, too? Like, because I had a conversation with an artist, and they were like, I don't listen to anyone on the radio right now.
Oh, so true.
Really?
Because it can affect your writing process, you know? You might be thinking that
inspiration,
you know, getting your inspiration from someone a little bit too much, and then, you know, then you're sounding just like them instead of bringing something new to the table that, you know, other people might not be getting out of whatever's out there. And, you know, no offense to anybody that's out there doing their thing, because it's all beautiful and it all is inspirational.
Talented artists.
But I just feel like real crooning and what is going on with our music, harmonizing and just really bringing it back to raw soulfulness, I think that that's something that's lacking in the game.
Right?
You know, it's a little bit too commercial in some senses. So I definitely am happy to...
Yeah, we take a little break. We try to not listen to the radio while recording, and then we go back.
Yeah.
We do like the radio. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? There's some good music.
I mean, you want to do like a little turn up sometimes.
Yeah, you gotta be
bad and bougie.
Right? You gotta be bad and bougie.
Plus, and also, I mean, it does inspire you, because some of the covers you guys do are from some of these big hits.
Absolutely.
So
we love Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran, the Rihanna one, the Me to Me.
John Legend, these guys are amazing, and they definitely are inspiring. The songs that they are a part of, it makes us want to write and produce our own music, you know? So
I'm here for Bad and Bougie, the remix.
Right, yes. Well, you ain't gonna sing too.
Y'all
heard it here first.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so one thing we do here is we play new independent artists. Some people send music in, so we're gonna take a look at some videos. Feel free to comment, and you know what I mean? We're here to support and love everybody.
Let's go.
All right, so the first one, you guys heard a little bit of her during rehearsal, but so Aluna George, the song is called Not About Love. Take a look.
Wow. Okay.
When you're coming back.
I don't usually go on, babe, but you're a hand that I had to play, and you took me all away, made me lose more than I could bring, babe, and I really need to let you know, I'm not above love, I just run out of air, I'm not above love, so it's not like I don't care. And I know you're thinking the worst of me, but I hope one day you'll see I'm not above love, I just ran out of air. You keep pulling my heart like a bank, and I only got myself to thank. You keep pulling my heart like a bank, no thank you, no thank you. I'm gonna call you in, cause you're taking everything. You keep pulling my heart like a bank, no thank you.
Aluna George, Not About Love. What are you guys thinking about?
I'm feeling that. She got a group going with that.
Give it a little Blue Can, like the beat gives me Blue Cantrell, right?
That's exactly
absolutely.
What I was thinking.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And then
I
love her. Yeah, and I love her voice. It sounds like it gives me that nostalgic kind of like early 2000s.
England. It feels like England.
It does give me England,
she's
but
England.
I don't
think
she's from England though.
That's crazy. Nope. I feel like she has like a bit of an accent there. I'm hearing something.
Yeah,
but
and the name of Aluna George. I'm with it.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah. I like that.
Very
She's
unique.
Got something going there.
So I was going to play this other video, right? But then last night, while smoking some inspiration, I came across, I'm so late for this. So I grew up with Native Americans, the Wampanoag tribe, right?
Get it
okay.
in.
And every year
That's
they would do this
about.
Thing called the powwow.
Oh,
and
yes.
I just have to shout this next group out. So it's a tribe called Red.
Ooh.
And they basically do traditional Native American music to hip hop and EDM and trap.
I like that.
They just dropped this video in full regalia, y'all. In full regalia, they have this dance battle. Take a look. It's a tribe called Red.
I wanted to see this.
A tribe called Red.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm feeling
Ooh,
that.
They would tear that up in England.
Truly. That makes you want to get up and move.
Doesn't it?
Straight tribal,
I'm feeling
right?
that. Yeah, yeah.
Just Google them, YouTube them, and like all their videos come up. They work with so many different people, and it's just the energy that they
I
give at
the
a show.
Ooh,
Go to a local powwow, and that's what you're going to see.
You should.
Right? Okay. I want to get in with the powwow.
Don't play.
This is like a good time right there. Mm-hmm.
And over here on the West Coast, they're going to be going ham.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
I've only been to the East Coast ones. I haven't been to a West Coast one.
They turn up over here.
Oh, we got to make that up.
Maybe turn up.
Right?
Inspired for the next album.
Yes.
Inspiration.
Speaking of inspiration, all right, ladies, so I want to play the song, Darling.
Oh, my goodness. A labor of love.
What was the inspiration for this? How did you know this was going to be like the first single, video? Well, honey, trust me, I was listening to the song. I was like,
I have to say right out, relationships. That's what inspired this song. I mean, you know, and that goes back, you know, this is old as time.
Super bad.
People trying to be slick, you know, trying to pull one over. They want to have that cake and eat it too. The good girls at home with that good, you know, but then you want to try to get something on the side. And, you know, every woman has
a breaking point.
Exactly. And you do
everyone
so much.
Has a breaking point.
And then you really sit in the mirror, you talk to yourself, yo, do I really deserve this? Do I really deserve for someone to just keep on lying to me and pissing me off to where I want to go upside his head with a bottle?
Uh-oh.
No.
When we parted it all,
it
was going to be the one, right,
truly,
darling?
Truly, yeah. No, darling,
we kind of knew immediately, like, this is the first single.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then for the visual of it, like, how did you guys know, that, like, the choreography? Like, how did you come with, like, keeping the visual? Because the visual is very simple, but it's so dope because it's so timeless.
Thank you so much. Well, we try to keep it classy, and we've always admired artists like Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra.
Yes.
So we're just, you know, getting inspiration from places that we used to, you know,
dwell in.
Amazed for walking.
We were just in the same sense, you know, vibe of a woman walking, not being tired of that, you know?
Right?
So I think the video definitely was inspired by
Nancy,
you know,
for sure, yeah.
Nancy with that fabulous idea she had to just be there, just, you know, telling the guy how she felt, just
right?
giving it to him.
Well, and the choreography was a
Shauna
talented
Pops.
Lady. Shauna Pops.
She's
put
amazing.
It together, the fabulous girls in the video with us, they really made it happen.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Well, telling you how they feel, ladies and gentlemen, the Womack sisters, Darling. Womack sisters, Darling. Make sure if you guys want to see the rest of that video, check it out on their YouTube page, That Vivo. Boom. Darling.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was so much fun to do that.
I mean, I can imagine. It's just so classic. Like, it's awesome.
Thank you,
like,
darling.
Cinematic. Like, I just live for it. Like,
thank you so much.
It takes you. It does. Like, it's not like someone. Like, I didn't watch it and be like, oh, they tried it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because
like, y'all did it.
Thank you. Shout out to Roman Luck, the director. He really brought our vision to life.
Yes. Let's just be out here trying.
Right.
You did it. That was put together.
Real cute. Thanks.
So I support that. And you guys are going to give us a little performance in a little
bit. Absolutely. You sure are, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, working on music, like, what's your kind of scheme for putting together an EP, putting songs together?
Well, we've written a very, in my opinion, beautiful selection of songs for this EP coming. And what we do is we just take it one song at a time. We start at the ground level with the guitar and the vocals and really make sure the song structure is right.
Do you guys play instruments at all?
I play a little guitar. We play a little
Mozart,
keyboard.
But, you know.
Yeah, we don't try and go on stage with it. We usually work with some of the best musicians we can find here. And there's so many. So
we
pound our stuff out, but they take that demo
to the next level. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're very proud to say that we are in production mode on the next single, and it's a beautiful ballad, and it's going to touch a lot of people, I believe.
So how many songs are we seeing for the first project?
I'd say like six.
Yeah, it's six.
Yeah, it's pretty much done. We're kind of feeding the singles right now.
Right,
so
seeing what the vibe is like, what people need to
taking
hear
Taking our time.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to have a listening
like
party.
Like setting the mood, you know?
I know.
You gotta light the candles, pour the wine, you know?
Just jump on in there.
Exactly. Make sure the good sheets is on the bed.
The good sheets.
Right, you know what cheap sheets.
Honey. Egyptian queen cotton.
I like that part, though.
The Bomex is his new bedding line.
Exactly. So you just gave us an idea.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're
going to be on Shark Tank.
Right?
All right, let's get back into it. Okay, so from the East Coast, Joyner Lucas, he has a new single called I'm Sorry. Take a look.
Ooh, why are you sorry, honey?
Oh, wait, this ain't I'm sorry. My bad. Excuse me. Hold the phone. My bad. I got so carried away by y'all.
Aww. Thank you so much. So You're
sweet.
Fabulous.
I just can't. I love obsessed. But I'm also obsessed with this group. They're called They, and their album is New Religion.
Wow.
Awesome, dope. Like, I didn't know anything about these guys, and it's just incredible. So the song is called You Right. They just dropped a video for it, and it's dope. Take a look.
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. You right. Already know what you want, bitch. Why you keep hitting my phone? Mm-hmm. Fuck with a nigga before, just wait till I get in my zone. Mm-hmm. Fuck all the silly
beat,
talk.
Though.
Mama
yeah.
tell me
yeah.
never hit it wrong. Certain
mm-hmm.
shit a nigga pick up on. You
oh,
cannot trick
that.
Me,
yeah.
the jig is up. Never up, bitch, like, Evidently you dumb. Know the boy ain't no chump. Real nigga don't say nothing. I'ma roll up my skunk. Then I post up like dumb. Where your nigga gon' give up?
I like this.
Hey, you yeah. like that. You right. Hey, shout out to They. You right.
Okay. Yeah. I'm feeling that. You right. Okay.
Are they local?
Yeah, they're from
they need to get
well,
with
no,
us.
I know that they're from here,
right?
Like America.
We need to do something, honey.
But yes, honestly, check out. I don't think they're from LA.
They give me a West
either.
Coast vibe.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They do, but it's
Coast
like
vibe.
I feel like it's from someplace like random, like
oh, okay.
like a Washington or something.
Yeah.
Like,
okay,
yeah.
really?
They,
that's
they,
to look it
that's,
up.
That's
they,
the hot track right there.
But yeah, they got this other song called Too Deep. Like it's a slower. Like it's just they're popping. They're everything. Look out for them. Also, now we're going to get back onto him. His name is Joyner Lucas. He's popping. He's from the East Coast. Shout out to Boston. He's making his way, making some noise out there. The song's called I'm Sorry, and people are loving it, so take a look.
Yeah.
Go ahead and call me a coward. Say that I'm not strong because I'm not like you. Go ahead and call me crazy because I live in a maze. Tell me, how about you? I think I live in my head. Sometimes I think that I'm dead. I hide behind my youth. No, I've been losing my mind and I'm a little behind. Step aside my shoes. Cause I never been happy with myself. And I don't need no one feeling bad for me. Trying to offer me pity and throw jabs at me. Wanna give me advice and then laugh at me behind closed doors. Just close the door and let me be by myself. Just me and myself. I'm tired of living, I cry. Here it's easy to die. I wanna see for myself. And I know that sounds crazy to everyone else, but I'm depressed as fuck, stressed as fuck. Ain't no medicine that can cure what's intense as drugs I need extra love, and that ain't even enough. So that ain't even enough, and where the fuck is God? Damn. Maybe I ain't believing enough, but today we gonna see if he's real. And if he is, then I guess I'm probably going to hell. Look, I ain't wanna die like this. I ain't picturing my life like this. They don't know what it's like this. Pretending I'm happy so I can smile like this and laugh like you. Sometimes I wonder if I ever act like you. Could I finally fit in and maybe relax like, ooh? Or would you feel lost without me? Cause honestly, I think the world is better off without me. And my mind's spinning. This is the line finished. Truth is, I don't care how they feel about my feelings. I made up my mind. I'm going out like Robin Williams. I guess I'm not the ordinary people of John Legend. And I've been suicidal since the day I was 9. Shit. Okay, the day I was 9, I've been tired of being bullied, cause stay out the fire. Grandma told me I should take it one day at a time, and damn it, look at me now. Fuck.
Joyner Lucas, I'm sorry. Yo, y'all was
real. That's real right there. I feel it now in the video. About to shit a tear. Why are you trying to kill yourself?
Like, everyone in here, we was all just looking at that TV like,
no, thank God, like, Bell broke. Get it down from there.
Very but talented, that is, though. Very
that's
talented.
No, I love the visual, and you could tell he wanted to keep you captivated because that felt like a true story.
That felt real. Yeah, that felt like something someone going through and just had to hit the studio.
And lyrically, what he did, because it was almost like I was waiting. He was saying something, but I was waiting for the chorus, and I think that's what just had us all zoomed. Like,
right, like
the perfect visual with the perfect lyrics, like, and then to push the chorus back, like, not to just come out how everyone's doing a typical like 8 bars, and we're gonna talk about
and we're gonna talk about
too his cadence. I swear, he was just riding the beat in this way that, oh my god,
I'm like, don't kill yourself,
right? Get out, man. What are you doing?
I believe in you.
Yeah,
exactly. That's a hot number right there.
Woo, child. All right. I need to breathe off that one. Well, this one's a little more upbeat. Well, her name is Izzy Bizu.
Ooh, that's
she
a hot name.
And the song called Talking to You. You got the business with the Bizu. Take a look. Bizu.
Love it.
Hey, talking
like
to you. UK is
she's
really pumping
too.
Out some dope.
I know what I'm saying. You know, I've been in the UK too long because I'm still here in the UK.
No, yeah. No. So another thing out here for like, I've been with
she
this show.
She gives me Nina Cherry.
Yeah, and it's just crazy
Korean
to
Bailey
me.
Bailey too. I'm getting a vibe.
Oh,
It's just amazing to me, like, this year, well, like, the end of last year and this year, I've really been seeing two things change in music. Females in music, like in hip hop.
That's true.
Yes. Definitely. Like, just coming on a whole nother level. And then the UK has just been releasing some artists that I'm like, UK is about to get put on right now. Like, they're already on, but like, here, America, you know, America can be so ignorant. Like, we're the only
ones. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Beyonce.
And we love that. But there is a whole new world out there.
Right?
And the UK has really been pumping out some artists.
They truly have.
Nice. And I feel like they've also been like, because like, have you noticed this when you go to the UK? Like, the music is almost like maybe, I don't want to say 5 years in the past. Like, the sound.
It is different. Yeah, yeah.
Because
maybe
it's
a good 20.
Yeah, I mean, they,
but it's still a little current.
Behind.
It's a little
they're
current.
Behind a little bit. But it,
they
I don't,
choose.
But they, I mean,
I think they're just in love.
Exactly.
With
I mean,
that
their market
sound,
is,
you
is
know?
A little, I don't know, I don't want to say slower, but it's not as, their music market is not as
ADHD
fast
is
changing.
Us.
Exactly.
That's
I mean,
true.
We,
yeah.
We, you know, we're, it's a change every day. We're here today, going today.
That's true. Right. You know, kind of like, trendy, right?
Yeah,
that's
I true. Think it's just
we're too yeah, it's too trendy out here.
I can testify. Yeah,
they kind of slow.
Yeah, they just
it,
ride
kinda,
the wave.
Yeah,
for a while.
They ride their wave for a while, like right? A cool little while, but
and
they ride it.
Still ride the wave.
Yeah, we ain't
they done yet.
My watch broken or is yours?
Right.
Nah, but
yeah, good music, you know, I just never dies. You know, yeah, I don't. That's why I really hate putting times and stuff on music, because when a song sticks with you, you know, regardless of what time it was created, it means something to you, you know? And I think that's one thing I really do appreciate about a lot of the listeners in the UK is people want to hear you be an individual. Mm-hmm. And they want to hear something that really touches them and means something to them. Mm-hmm. It's not like going through a drive-thru and just getting something to stuff in your stomach. It's whatever. It's like sitting down at a restaurant and getting a meal that was well thought out. Okay. So that's what I like to say.
You know,
no
come with your life metaphor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No offense.
Right, honey,
you know,
songwriting skills. No.
Honey, you know what I'm saying. I've been sitting with the Dalai Lama.
No, we were raised on
I love it.
We were raised on both sides of the pond, right?
Yeah.
So we kind of understand both perspectives as writers. Music lasts so much longer over there, like Europe. They're like, okay, we love this new, but we're still going to hold on to the 60 years ago right now, and I'm going to pass this on to my kids, and they're going to pass it on to
exactly.
Me. Like it's like a library.
It's funny because I was putting a mix tape together the other night, and I'm going through all the music, and I'm just like, I have a problem. And my problem is that most of my mixtape is music from the, like, 90s, 2000. Like,
yeah,
90s. I think the 90s was the best era.
Dude,
you know?
I'm waiting for like, somebody to say that. I feel the same way.
Honestly.
Like, there was a lot going on.
Y'all don't understand how long I've waited for them to call 90s music old school music.
Exactly.
Like, are we there now?
Like,
yeah,
this is a baby.
Whatever.
You're right on time,
but that was the best era, though. I mean, that had some... That had some of the most nostalgic music, I think.
Variety.
Music videos and everything. I mean,
I would say I definitely go with variety.
Okay. That's
because it's
is.
Hard for me because I like my parents were in a rock and roll band, so I say that same exact thing to them.
Rock baby.
But they're like, nah, because then they'll pull out their albums and they'll tell me about Heart and all these groups. And I'm like, nah, you gotta know why.
We can't say that to our parents.
Yeah.
We're going for hours about that.
Yeah, that's true. You can't say that it's the best time, but it's definitely.
Right, because they got the receipts. They're like, no,
definitely like it. Right. Check it out.
The real one.
Because you know who getting all the royalties for all your little new artists?
Right. Okay. All these samples.
All right. All these samples.
There was a lot of sampling going on in the 90s.
And we ain't talking Russell Stover. Okay. Moving on. All right. So we want to thank you guys. So, drop top. Thank you guys for coming through today because you guys, I just can't wait for the world
thank
to really get to see
amazing
who you guys are. And you guys are going to have to come back for your second
round.
So, but before we fully go out, you guys are going to give us a performance of Darling.
Yeah, right. Let you know that auto-tune ain't what's going on right there. You know what I'm saying? The
which we don't use.
Boom. All right, so let me give you a nice little cold open. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Black Hollywood Live's The Beat, the Womack Sisters with Darling.
With your life.
No, no.
Go play on the
next sisters, darling, you. Y'all. I'm obsessed. I can't. Still hashtag still obsessed.
Thank you.
Ooh, I can't wait for the live concert. Like, I'm just here for it. All right, you know what I mean? Ladies, where can everyone follow you?
Ooh, well, we're the Womack Sisters.
Facebook.
Instagram, Facebook.
The website. Our website. Under the Womack Sisters.
YouTube. Twitter is under just Womack Sisters. But look up the Womack Sisters. Everything's going to come up.
Yeah. Google them.
Google them.
Yes. Google me, baby.
Then YouTube them. And then subscribe.
Comment and like, because I swear to God, we love all the darlings out there that take the time to give us the comments. It just makes us want to go harder. We love you guys.
Yo, and they really do have dope videos up. Like, just, you know, everyone be putting like little covers on, like just creative, like just I'm here for it. I'm buying, sold, signed, sealed, delivered. Thank you, ladies, and just blessings to you, Mr. Carter. Where can everyone follow you?
You already know you can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Boom! Yeah, you guys can hit me up everywhere. DJ Jesse J. Also hit us up at BHL the B BHL online. And if you guys have a friend, an artist, or you're an artist and you want your video played on the show, just shoot us an email at bhlthebeat@gmail.com. Again, that's bhlthebeat@gmail.com if you want your video played here. Till next week, peace.
Beautiful.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.